She'll probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Excuse me? You mean Madison is on the air.
And now, Dick Tracy, protector of law and order.
Seriously, though, this is my show.
I walked out onto the center of the stage and called to the stage manager.
Vitamin.
I said to him, "My good man, I know the line. What is the name of the play we are doing?"
Vitamin.
And to my chagrin, I found myself smack dab in the middle of Little Women, not realizing that my character of Joe was not short for Joseph, but Josephine.
Vitamin.
Hey, yes, my love.
Madison is asleep, dear.
Asleep? You mean to say that I've been telling that story to myself all this time?
You didn't seem to mind, darling.
Oh, oh yes, I didn't, did I? Madison, wake up. Yoo-hoo, wake up.
Huh? What? Where am I?
In my living room, my dear.
Ew! How drunk was I that I went home with some old wrinkled dude? Unless maybe you're my hookup's grandfather?
Snowflake, can you understand what this girl is saying so I know whether or not to react insulted?
Madison, you came to our party and fell asleep on the sofa.
Oh, got it. Whew! For a second there, I thought I might have... with him. Dry Eve.
I think you can react insulted now, darling.
What time is it?
While I'm reacting insulted, you can discover the time on your own wristwatch.
Wristwatch? I don't wear a... I do wear a... Where did I get an Apple Watch in the 1940s? Am I still asleep?
Your timepiece looks identical to that of Dick Tracy's.
It is Dick Tracy's wristwatch, Vitamin. Remember? Madison was bothering him all night about it, asking him how many, steps he had today.
I thought that was just the umpteen whiskey sours she consumed. Truly, my dear, you are no friend to your liver.
And what about you, Vitamin, and your bourbon?
I drink a lot of bourbon to wash down my vitamin pills.
Is that why she keeps calling you Vitamin?
Of course. I am very health conscious, you see.
Actually, by what I see, a better name for you might be Bourbon. Did everybody hear that? Or is it just the whiskey sours talking?
I believe that was Tracy's wristwatch. It's a two-way radio with the police, you know. Try tuning it.
How do you tune a watch?
If I may take the liberty.
Go ahead.
It is my understanding one must twist these dials along the side. Answer that for me, will you, darling?
Of course, dear. This is the Flintheart apartment. Mrs. Vitamin Flintheart speaking.
Dude, she's your wife? She's young and hot. How did you manage that?
All right, I don't know who should be insulted by that comment. Myself or my wife?
Hey, Snowflake. Let me speak to Tracy, will you?
Oh, hello, Gravel Gertie. I'm sorry, but Tracy has already gone home.
I've been ringing up everybody I could think of all over town. I gotta find Tracy. There's a big fire what got started down here in the warehouse district.
Vitamin, it's Gravel Gertie looking for Tracy. She says there's a fire.
Oh, dear. Not another one.
Calling Dick Tracy. Calling Dick Tracy.
Oh, my God. Do I answer it?
By all means. Press that button.
I'm sorry. Dick Tracy's not here right now. May I please take a message?
It's important I reach Dick Tracy right away.
Okay, well, what do you want me to tell him?
Snowflake, you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm still here, Gertie.
Let me give you a message in case you hear from Tracy. Tell him to get over here.
We need Dick Tracy to go to this address.
River Street 101, where all them warehouses is.
The fire's been burning.
About a half hour.
It looks pretty bad.
And I got an idea everything isn't strictly up and up, see?
It may be the firebug again.
Get Tracy down here now!
Well, I don't want that to happen again. Where in this thing do you uninstall the police radio app?
It's not that I mind giving you a lift, Madison, but don't you think we ought to locate Tracy first?
No one's been able to find him. The cops or that gravel lady.
Gravel Gertie.
The nicknames you guys got around here. It's like the names we were given as pledges in my sorority. Beer Barf Beth, because she puked after trying to drink an entire keg. Faceplant Peyton, because she drank so much she faceplanted into a coffee table. And Rugburn Riley, because she was so drunk she crawled on her hands and knees across the carpet.
Those are colorful. What, pray tell, was your moniker?
Mansplain Madison.
Mansplain?
Because I had to explain how I was so drunk that the entire Pi Kappa Kappa fraternity ended up in my dorm room.
Well, and I suppose. Did you hear that? We must be getting close to the fires.
Dude, look at the sky up ahead. Aw, it reminds me of home and all of the L.A. fires. Seriously, people think California's biggest natural threat is earthquakes, but we have more fires than trailer parks have tornadoes.
Egad, the fire makes it as bright as midday.
And the air quality could be harmful to sensitive groups.
Tracy spoke of foul play with these fires. Apparently, 6 souls have been lost since they began.
Then we really should have gotten Tracy before we drove down here.
That's what I said from the start.
Stop the car! There's a woman standing in the middle of the street.
It appears to be Gravel Gertie. Gertie!
Is that you, Tracy?
No, my dear. It is I, Vitamin Flintheart.
Who's that with you?
Mansplain Madison.
Okay, we're not making that a thing.
You were supposed to bring me Tracy.
Unfortunately, the detective appears to be in place or places unknown.
But I've got his Apple Watch, so I guess that means I'm taking over for him.
It most certainly does not mean...
Well, all right, then. You see that shack? Well, that's mine. And you see that yard piled high with scraps and junk? Well, that's also mine. Just read that there sign up there, will you?
Gravel Gertie, dealer in junk. I buy and sell anything. Oh, just like eBay.
Junk.
Hey, one man's junk is another man's replica medieval weapons collection.
Yeah, Flinthead, shut up and stop making with the raised eyebrow department.
You, I like.
I'll be liking you when you help me with my problem.
Okay, grumpy grandma. But I can't do anything against imminent fire.
My problem ain't the fire. My problem be a man.
A man? Okay, well, let's think what you got going for you. You're a business owner of a junkyard. Hey, Fred Sanford is a widower.
I ain't looking to get hitched.
On behalf of all men everywhere, we are most grateful.
Look, Flint Brain, I told you before to shut up. Now, are you going to do it, or will I have to give you a hit in the head?
Hey, Mom, Dad, no fighting in front of the kids, okay? Yeesh. So, Gertie, what dude's been giving you problems?
There be a guy what wants to get this here place away from me. He come around about a month ago and asked me if I want to sell my lease.
I'd say sold.
Well, I told him I weren't interested, and then he got sore. First, he offers more money. Then he starts making with the threats.
OMG, that reminds me of the time in high school when I was crushing on Cody Bennett. I wanted to get more FaceTime with him, so I asked this girl Jill to switch lockers with me so I could be next to Cody, right? She was all, no, my locker's next to the science club. I don't want to move. Didn't matter if I offered her money or threatened to expose the bacteria culture she had growing in her locker. She wouldn't budge.
My word, what came of it?
Well, let's just say we mean girls have our ways. And by the end of the week, I had the locker next to Cody's.
And shortly thereafter, he was smitten by you?
Oh, God, no. Jill'd left the bacteria culture in the locker, and I was out of school for about a month with some sort of African jungle disease.
Hello? Are y'all here to help me, or shall I just sit back and watch that there fire get closer?
Sorry, I thought you were done with your story.
I was saying that this fellow was acting like he was going to have my property or else that he needed it. Then he says he needs some other property along the river here where the warehouse is and that he's going to get a hold of that too, that he had ways to get it.
Did it involve filling his bra with crazy glue when he was showering after gym class so he had to have it surgically removed from his nipples?
I certainly hope not.
Well, looking out at that fire, I figure I can guess what he meant.
So who is this dude?
Now, wait, now. I got his card here. Yeah, I got it in my pocket. Now, let me see. Oh yeah, here it is.
J.P. Doom, Real Estate, 209 River Street.
Why, that's only a block or two from here.
J.P. Doom. He's not a doctor by any chance, is he? Nah, wrong franchise.
Do you suspect this Doom person of setting the fires? I've heard he's a shady character, involves himself in local politics. But what could he hope to gain by getting this property?
There's been so many fires around this here neighborhood, you can't get insurance no more. Property owners is getting scared, so they sell out at this guy Doom's price. So he gets what he wants.
Riverfront property is always in high demand. Because who doesn't want to live in constant fear of floods, erosion, and mosquitoes?
You know, Madison, there's a rumor afoot that the city is going to put the new superhighway through here.
Well, that would just ruin the aesthetics.
If it's true, Doom will be able to name his own price and get it.
Are you going to the fire now?
Do I look like a fireman?
You look like you ought to be working nights with the longshoremen down by the docks.
Fair observation, but no. Vitamin, you and I are going to investigate J.P. Doom.
Can we please find Tracy first?
What do we need with one of the world's most iconic super detectives? I got this.
Come away from that window, Hotfoot. Stop watching that fire.
It's beautiful. Just beautiful. And it's mine. I made it.
You know, Doom, I think he enjoys watching them fires. I think he'd make them even if you weren't paying us.
Listen, you, I don't want to hear you say that. Suppose someone were to hear you.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, in your office, all the way up here on the 10th floor? Why, there ain't nobody even in this here building at this hour.
Just the same, don't say it.
They'll never stop it. It'll burn and burn and burn until there's nothing left.
Listen, Hotfoot, you should never have come back here to my office. Suppose you'd been seen.
Nobody ever sees me make my fires, Doom. I am an artist. The fires don't start till Gimmick and I are out of the neighborhood at least 1 hour.
Yeah, I gotta hand that to you, Hotfoot.
That's because I'm smart. Well, Doom, what's next? What do we burn tomorrow night?
Nothing.
Nothing? But you said—
We're laying low for a few weeks. The police have been snooping around this district like a pack of bloodhounds.
They'll never catch me. I'm too clever for them.
Hotfoot, I think Doom's right. Take it easy for a while, till the heat's off.
When the heat's off, my fire isn't any fun.
Don't forget, Tracy's working on this case.
Tracy. I'd like to match wits with Dick Tracy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
Someone's at the door.
How did anyone know we was here? The lights are out.
Not the light from my fire. It lights up the whole city.
He's trying to unlock the door.
Who's there?
Dude, I just climbed 10 flights of stairs. Let me in.
It's a dame.
Both of you, go in the other office. He can slip out the other door after she comes in here. Close the door quietly.
Right. Come on.
All right, I'm coming. Is there at least a window in there where I can watch my fire?
Just go. Yes?
No elevator at 3 a.m., huh?
No. The elevator operator goes home at 8.
Woo! That was a hike.
May I help you with something?
Are you J.P. Doom?
Yes. What do you mean by trying to break into my office?
I wasn't trying to break in. I just tried the handle to see if it was open. Like, there's a difference between you tried to steal my boyfriend and you hooked up with my boyfriend. One, you're a bitch. The other, you better make your peace with God.
That doesn't explain what you're doing trying to enter my office at this time of night.
If I may. This is Madison Standish, and I am Vitamin Flintheart, star of the stage. Orator of orators, and the most received man about town.
You can learn more about him in your souvenir program.
We are here on the behest of Dick Tracy and the police.
Dick Tracy? Oh, I see. Come in. And Tracy is, not with you?
No, we haven't been able to find—
Find a telephone to report back to him. He's waiting for our call.
Oh, Well, I'd offer you the use of my telephone, but the switchboard isn't in this time of night.
Boy, everybody goes home early in this building, huh?
Yes.
How come you're here so late? Cooking the books? Got a rendezvous you don't want Mrs. Doom to know about?
Hardly. I heard there was another fire, so I came right over. I own a considerable amount of property down here.
And you want more. It's never enough for you rich people. Don't you realize the emptiness inside can never be filled no matter how much wealth you acquire? Why don't you just go home to Mrs. Doom and be happy with what you have?
There is no Mrs. Doom.
Maybe that's your real problem. You've never made time for love.
Unless being unmarried is a crime, I don't believe you, the police, or Dick Tracy have any further reason to take up my time.
Okay, but remember, you can't take it with you. Although, I want to be buried like a Chinese emperor with a terracotta army. I want all of the statues to be Smurfs. So when my tomb is discovered, they'll think I ruled over a forgotten race of blue people only three apples high.
I'll keep your advice in mind.
You should. I give good advice. But no one ever listens to me. They always say,
"Stop, Madison!"
Usually it's, "Shut up, Madison." But you were close.
What I mean is, what about Gravel Gertie?
Oh, right. Doom Dude threatened her, didn't he?
Threatened Gravel Gertie? I assure you, I never threatened her. I tried to purchase her lease, yes, but that's all.
Well, who do I believe? The wealthy land developer or the junkyard lady? I'm seriously asking. Neither of you feels credible.
Those fires do appear suspicious.
Surely you don't suspect me of having anything to do with these terrible fires.
I don't know, Vitamin.
Perhaps a little more investigation is in order before we come to a conclusion.
Good point, because there's still that whole thing with the city building that superhighway through the property he's trying to buy up. You don't think he has anything to do with the fires, do you, Vitamin?
Why, of course not. Purely coincidental, my dear.
Thought so. Okay, Doom Dude, we're gonna head out.
And if we find Dick Tracy...
When we find Dick Tracy, who is waiting for our call?
Oh, indeed, yes.
We have got to work on your improv skills.
Gravel Gertie. Who's there?
Don't get excited. It's just us. Hotfoot and Gimmick.
I thought you'd gone.
Hotfoot wanted to hear what that dame had to say, so we listened.
It's just as well you didn't go, boys. Remember I said no fires for a while?
Yeah.
Well, that's out. We've got to get rid of Gravel Gertie tomorrow night. It would be a most, unfortunate accident if...
If her place would burn down. Yeah, it would.
And... It would be most unfortunate if her place would burn down with her in it.
Such a mess. A man's work is from sun to sun. A woman's work is never done. Ain't it the truth? Now, who can that be at this time of night, too? Well, don't get in an uproar. I'm coming.
Hello, Gertie.
Snowflake. Come on in, dearie.
Gertie, have you seen Vitamin this evening?
Vitamin? No. Him and that mouthy blonde were here last night, but I ain't seen neither of them today.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter, dearie?
He told me that he and Madison were going to look for Dick Tracy this afternoon, and I haven't heard from him since.
They ever find Tracy?
No, so I called up Tess Trueheart, Tracy's fiancé. Apparently he's been called out of town. Something urgent in Washington, D.C.
You think they still out looking for him?
I don't know, Gertie.
Say, maybe that's him now. Just a minute, dearie. Yeah?
Hello, Gertie. Remember us?
Remember? How could I forget my two best customers? Come on in.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Now what can I do for you two gents? The regular order? 15 pounds of them magnesium scraps?
Actually, we want a double order tonight.
Double?
Yeah.
Okay, I got at least a ton of that stuff. Oh, I beg your pardon. This here's Mrs. Flintheart. These is two customers of mine, Hotfoot and Gimmick.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'll get the scraps for you. I got them back here.
My, that's a lot of magnesium, isn't it? What do you use it for?
We treat it with special chemicals. to set fires.
Fires? Oh, how interesting.
Ain't it?
Fine, gents, you fellas are letting a lady lug a heavy box like this without trying to help her.
Sorry, Gertie. How much we owe you?
30 pounds of magnesium scraps. Now, that'll be, $6.35.
Give her the money, Gimmick, and grab that crate.
Sure thing, Hotfoot.
Nice to meet you. Good luck with your fires.
Fires?
Sure, Gertie. Didn't you know? We set all the fires in this here neighborhood.
Why, you dirty so-and-sos, I'm gonna tell...
You ain't gonna tell nobody.
He's got a gun.
That's right. Okay, Gimmick, tie him up. Here's the rope.
Sure thing, Hotfoot.
You ain't gonna get away with this.
That's where you're wrong, Gertie, because we're gonna shut you up. Forever.
I can't believe nobody's seen Dick Tracy. Like, how do you miss a guy in a yellow trench coat?
Well, he has been known to be called away for different endeavors. Why, just last month, he missed the opening night of my latest play, The Importance of Being Harold.
Harold?
Yes, an earlier draft of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Ernest. Unfortunately, there was no importance of being Harold, and the show closed that night.
Gee, I'm sure Tracy was really upset missing that one.
Oh, he was, just as he was most apologetic for falling asleep during the Pirates of Pensacola.
Well, I don't know what to do now. We haven't found anything on that Doom dude. I mean, he's shady AF with his real estate dealings and political payoffs, but technically, it's all legal.
Perhaps we should have some dinner, freshen our minds, hmm? I'm sure Snowflake can whip up something for us. Snowflake? Snowflake, darling!
Don't make your wife cook for us. That is so sexist. And I tasted her food at the party last night. Quite a fan of cumin, isn't she?
Well, you certainly don't expect me to cook.
I wouldn't expect you to know where the kitchen was.
Snowflake! Perhaps she's under the hairdryer. Do pardon me, my dear.
Wow, look at all these playbills. Annie, get yourself back in the kitchen. Of Mice and Menorahs. A streetcar named Desire. No, wait, that says Desiree. A play by Kentucky Williams. Desiree! Oh, hey, what's this? Vitamin!
It appears Snowflake isn't here.
Yeah, look, I just found this note. Vitamin, I went to...
I must stop you right there. Your lack of performance training has left you ill-suited for reading aloud.
Careful, or I might be tempted to act out Julius Caesar. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Julio Cesar, written by Guillermo Shakespeare.
Read the note if you must.
Vitamin, I went to Gravel Gertie's to look for you.
Gravel Gertie's? Oh, dear. What if that J.P. Doompillow has returned to threaten Gertie? My Snowflake may be in danger.
How did she get the name Snowflake? In my day, that is not a compliment.
We must get down there post-haste.
And if everyone's names are related to who they are as a person... What does that say about Dick Tracy?
Gertie! Gertie! Open up! There's no answer. Do you think she's home?
She lives in a junkyard. I doubt she's out at any high society functions.
I can't see anything through the window. We should break the door in, shouldn't we?
There was a lot of we in that sentence.
I suppose I should break the door in.
It's not going to break itself.
Stand back. I will recreate the famous door-breaking scene from Romeo and Juliet.
There's no door-breaking scene in Romeo and Juliet.
My production couldn't afford a balcony. Trust me, it made sense within the context of the play.
Just open the door.
But soft. What light through yonder door? Break!
You did it!
That was not a prop door. I believe I just dislocated my shoulder.
Help!
Dude, there's Gertie and Snowflake bound and gagged. Okay, beginner's mistake. Only one of you plays the submissive. Somebody has to be the dom.
My dad and wife, let me remove that atrocious gag from your mouth.
Oh, Vitamin, I'm so happy to see you.
Put the candle out.
What is Gertie saying?
Put the candle out.
Adair, you simply must enunciate for your audience to understand you.
Oh.
Maybe take her gag out?
Oh, yes, of course. There.
Put the candle out. Them magnesium scraps are like to go up in flames any minute.
Then you really shouldn't have lit a candle near them.
We didn't put the candle there.
It was them rats. They was trying to kill us.
Rats did this? Man, and I thought the rats in New York subways were bad. Of course, they're nothing compared to the rats in the subway restaurants.
They weren't real rats, Madison.
It was them two rats, Hotfoot and Gimmick. They come in here and then they started...
And they started what, Gertie?
Oh, no.
Reach, you two.
Reach for what? Do you have a bad back? Did you drop something and need help picking it up?
Huh?
That's them, the rats.
Perhaps my associate didn't give clear instructions. Put your hands up and keep them there.
I think with what I said, that was implied.
Okay, Gimmick. Looks like we got them all.
Just what do you two hoodlums plan to do with us?
Vitamin, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and guess, and you two can correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, sure.
These guys...
Rats.
Ah, yes, thank you, Gertie. These rats are gonna tie us up like Snowflake and Gertie here, and then burn down the place with all of us in it.
Is that true?
Yeah, and then Doom won't have nothing to worry about.
So it is J.P. Doom. Ha ha! Vitamin, you owe me a dollar.
Perhaps instead of a dollar, I can give you a ticket to my new play, Death of a Car Salesman. I play Willie Low Low Prices Lowman, who promises crazy deals on all new and used Plymouths.
I'd like to see that.
Just tie them up, Gimmick.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Hotfoot.
That's right, Madison. My beautiful fires were set by order of J.P. Doom, whom you will never be able to bother again.
But killing us? That's a bit extreme, don't you think? Like, maybe start with a cease and desist letter.
You can't get paper near him. He'll burn it.
I had a boyfriend like that. They said he was a pyromaniac, but you can't believe everything you read in the press.
Hotfoot, you want the gags again?
Maybe just on her.
You'll never get away with this, you dirty rats.
Don't worry, Gertie. It will all be over very soon. Take that gag off her.
Sure, Hotfoot.
The gag was tickling my nose.
With Dick Tracy out of town, what chance do his friends have of escaping the fiery clutches of J.P. Doom's criminal henchmen, Hotfoot and Gimmick? We'll join them again in just a moment. But first, I'd like to invite you to attend the meeting of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol. Here's Dick Tracy Jr., your patrol president.
The 21st meeting will now come to order. Today, I have another secret code message for you patrol members. Dick Tracy has told me personally that we can trust Madison Standish. So in order to decode this message, you must go to madisonontheair.com to find the decoder key. Okay, patrol members, get your pen and paper ready. Here's the message. 7, 4, 16, 14, 17, 4, 15, 20, 5, 17, 26, 21, 24, 10, 20, 14, 17, 8, 23, 6, 20, 1, 20, 23. If you didn't get to write that down, you can find the code in the show notes, along with a link to the Madison on the Air website.
Thank you, Junior. And remember, fellas and girls, that's a real message from Madison Standish to you. Follow those instructions because something very important needs your attention. And now we rejoin Madison, Vitamin, Snowflake, and Gravel Gertie, tied up and helpless as the candle burns down, getting ever closer to the magnesium scraps.
How are you doing, my dear? I can't see you as they have tied me to this chair facing the other way. It reminds me of the time I played Mortimer in Arsenic and Old Lace.
Wasn't Mortimer tied up to force him to hear all about the amateur writer's play?
Oh, indeed, indeed! The well-meaning police officer, who fancies himself a playwright, drones on and on with Mortimer as a captive audience.
How did Mortimer get out of it? Bludgeoning the loudmouth into a bloody pulp?
No, nothing like that. You see, while the police officer...
Vitamin, take the hint.
Oh, if I ever get out of this here place alive, I'm gonna make them two rats wish they was never born.
That's about where I am right now.
That there candle's getting mighty low. Awful close to that there magnesium.
Ah, the candle is rapidly running out. Or is it the sands of time?
Ah, shut up. Ain't it bad enough to have to die? Do you have to make with torture, too?
Gertie, I'm taking you for drinks after this.
After we're dead?
Vitamin, surely there must be some way to get these ropes off.
We've been trying for the last 20 minutes. Instead, why don't I fill our last moments with poetry? Life is but a walking shadow. A poor player who struts and frets his weary hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. Out, out, brave candle!
That's it!
You found a way to shut him up?
I found a way for us not to die.
I suppose that's good, too.
What are you going to do, Madison?
I'm gonna try to burn the ropes off my hands by holding them over the candle flame.
Will it work?
It did for Indiana Jones.
How, pray tell, do you expect to do that? Well, we are helplessly bound to these chairs.
I'm gonna roll over to the candle.
We are tied together back to back. For you to roll, I'd have to roll with you.
So get up, you blowhard, and do it.
Please, Vitamin, I believe in you.
Oh, very well. It will be reminiscent of my performance as the swashbuckling hero of the forest, clad in green.
Robin Hood?
No, we couldn't afford the hood, so I portrayed Robin Hat.
It was a marvelous performance, dear.
Ho, Little John! 'Tis the sheriff I see, the sheriff of Nottingham. Ah!
Oh, thank you.
Ow!
Jeez, dude!
Oh!
You weigh a ton! Maybe try becoming a starving artist?
My dear, you have bruised my ego.
You did it, Madison. You reached the candle.
Be careful with it. If it gets knocked over into them scraps, this place'll go up so fast we won't know what happened.
Not the pep talk I need right now.
Madison, you can do it. Rah, rah, rah. Sis, boom, bah. Give me an M. Give me an A. Give me an
A. Ah!
I thought the next letter was D.
What happened?
The fire burned my hand.
If you don't hurry up, the fire will burn a lot more than that.
Aw, that's gonna blister.
Try again, Madison. Give me a...
Break, darling.
Maybe I should just blow out the candle?
If you don't blow it just right, a spark might ignite them scraps.
I've got blowing experience. Oh, shut up. That's not what I meant. I mean, I have blown out the candles on my birthday cake every year. Which really is a strange custom. To have the birthday person spit all over the cake before everyone eats it.
Hurry, Madison!
The candle's so low, the stuff will catch fire any minute.
Okay, I'll try again. If I could eat the lava filling of a McDonald's hot apple pie, I could deal with a candle.
Why doesn't it burn? I thought you said the shack would burn down in about 20 minutes. What's taking so long?
It will. Don't be impatient. It should go up in about 30 seconds. Come over here to the back window of the office and see it happen.
No. I don't want to see it.
Come over here, gimmick. Come on. It'll make quite a sight.
No, I don't want to see it either.
The candle is very short. And what a blaze it will make. The shack is full of oily waste rags and magnesium scraps. It will be the biggest blaze I've ever set.
Come away from that office window. Someone might see you.
On the 10th floor? What are you so nervous about, Doom? You're getting everything just the way you want it. With all of them out of the way, you're in the clear.
But what about when Dick Tracy comes back into town?
We'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Gosh, look at the sky. It's all lit up. The shack's got fire. Look at it burn!
Well, that's the end of Dick Tracy's friends. They'll never bother us again.
All right, put your hands up.
Dick Tracy.
We thought you was out of town.
I was, but I came back as soon as I heard about the dirty dealings J.P. Doom had unleashed upon the city.
Well, it's too late, Tracy. Look down there at that fire. That's your friends burning up.
Not quite, Hotfoot.
You? How did you get here?
Up those 10 flights of stairs? Not an easy feat after you've inhaled smoke from a magnesium fire.
Ooh. Impossible!
Keep your hands up, Hotfoot. The same goes for you two. Take their guns away while I keep them covered, Madison.
Just a sec. Trying to catch my breath here.
Wait a minute. What happened to Vitamin?
Lost him around floor 6.
You're not taking me in, Tracy.
Put down that chair.
Madison! My word! What, pray tell, is going on?
Dick Tracy's wailing on those guys.
It reminds me of the fight scene in the Glass Menagerie.
What fight scene in the Glass Menagerie?
Between the director and myself. Broke every last one of those glass figurines.
Stop. Stop. We give up.
All right, Doom. But I'm sending the lot of you to jail.
Good job, old man. We couldn't have done it without you.
Hey, I was the one who got us out of there before the fire went up.
Only by remembering, at the last possible moment, that you were still wearing Tracy's two-wave radio wristwatch. You could have called the police hours earlier.
Speaking of my wristwatch, where is it so I can call headquarters?
That's a long story.
She broke it.
That's the ending of the long story.
All right. Vitamin, get on the phone and call headquarters. Tell them to send a trap over here to pick up 3 rats.
Righto! You did it again, Tracy!
Oh, sure. Dick Tracy comes in like some sort of deus ex machina and gets all the credit.
Do you know how much that wristwatch cost me?
Yay, Tracy! Woohoo! You did it! Sis Poopah!
The next time these boys come into contact with anything hot, it'll be the chair in the death house of the state prison.
Yowza! Corporal punishment? Little graphic for a kid show, don't you think?
If you don't like it, why don't you go back to your own show?
Wait a moment. Madison, you have a show? Perhaps you could benefit from a trained thespian.
Oh, no.
Oh, the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. I also do kids' parties.
And so ends another Dick Tracy adventure. Don't forget Dick Tracy's Secret Service Patrol members. In order to solve the special coded Madison Standish message, go to madisonontheair.com. The coded message and the link are in the show notes. Remember, Madison is counting on you.
Like many of the kids' radio shows of the era, Dick Tracy started as a comic strip. It premiered in 1931, and in 1934, a college student secured the rights and premiered Dick Tracy as a radio show. The series was picked up 1 year later by CBS and ran as a serial with 15-minute episodes. The following season, the Mutual Broadcast Network took over and by 1939 was running full 30-minute episodes. Unfortunately, the show was canceled when the U.S. joined World War II. But returned on ABC and ran from 1943 to 1948. Dick Tracy has kept busy over the years, on television, both animated and live action, in books, and indeed, the comic strip itself is still producing new content today. But it was Warren Beatty's appearance as the detective in the 1990 movie, which he also directed, which has put Dick in an unusual spot. Warren Beatty has maintained the rights to the character of Dick Tracy in television and film, and in order to do so, periodically over the last 35 years, he has had to don the yellow trench coat and hat and reprise the character in order to keep the rights. Most recently, the actor, who is nearly as old as the comic strip itself, appeared as Dick Tracy on TMC. A lot of these low-budget stunts are available on YouTube if you want to see them. What is Dick's future? We'll have to wait and see.
Everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we have a Patreon.
What? Like every other podcast out there?
Yes. For only $5 a month, you can get sneak peeks and Madison exclusives. But mostly, you're helping to support our little indie show. Link in the show notes. But I know it's hard to financially support all of your favorite shows. So really, if you could write us a nice review, give us 5 stars, or a shout out on your favorite socials, anything to help get the word out would mean so much. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits.
Medicine on Air was written and produced by Christy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Christy Talon Sage. Scott R. McKinley appeared as Vitamin Flintheart. Other actors in the cast were Gavin Ambergee as Hotfoot, Rob Scheimer as Gimmick, Jamie Forney as Snowflake, Bonnie Brantley as Gravel Gertie, Jerry Kokich as J.P. Doom, Jeremy Sage as Dick Tracy Jr., David Pinion as the announcer and police dispatcher, and featuring James C. Taylor as Dick Tracy.